Well, we basically reached the halfway point in the Major League Baseball season with the All-Star Game coming up in just a few weeks, but we've also passed that in the minor league season, and a good time to look around and see what's brewing down on the farm for the Baltimore Orioles. And joining us right now, the man in charge, Brian Graham. Brian, thank you so much for being on the program.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we talked at the beginning of the year, and we, of course, keyed on a few hot names, as we always do. But what's your assessment right now of the totality of the first half for your minor league system?
You know what? I'm very pleased, extremely pleased. I think our prospects are making great strides. I think the guys that we anticipated playing good are playing well and pitching well. You always try to balance winning and development, but most importantly, we need to get guys ready over the next year, 2 years, 3 years to help the big league club win. And I think that's the right direction, the direction we're going.
Excluding Kevin Gausman, because he was kind of a hybrid coming in, where he would be and how long he'd be in the minor leagues. So let's exclude him for a moment. Let's look at a few names that really jump out so far this season. Offensively, two guys in Bowie are kind of stealing the show. We talked about Daryl Alvarez at the start of the year, Brian. You were very high on him, and he's really delivered.
He's playing well, and probably the most surprising thing is how well he's playing center field. He's played a great center field, but probably the most important thing is you look at his number of strikeouts. He has so few strikeouts for a free swinger, and he's driving in runs. He's hitting for average. He's getting on base. He's scoring runs, and he's not striking out, and that's a huge quality and a huge trait for a big leaguer.
And then also his teammate, Christian Walker. I find this story so fascinating. We had Christian on the show a couple of weeks ago, Brian, and here's this guy who was such an accomplished college player at an elite program, winning some really important games at South Carolina, and he had a good start to his career in the Orioles minor league system. For whatever reason, a lot of people didn't talk that highly about him. I'm not talking about inside the organization. I'm talking about outside, for whatever that's worth. And they always say, well, he doesn't have enough power. First base, that's a power position in the American League East, and he doesn't have enough of that. Well, he's proven a lot of those doubters wrong.
Well, he has right now at the double-A level, and I'm just so pleased at his approach to hitting. He's got such a good approach. He's staying on pitches. He's not swinging the pitches out of the strike zone. He's hitting the ball to all fields. And as you know, with all good hitters, power is the last thing that develops. And with Walker, it's starting to come. And you see a guy that's going to bring power back into perspective, because in the big leagues, it's no longer 60 home runs and 50 home runs. If you hit 40 home runs, you've had a phenomenal year. So if you hit 20 home runs, you're above average.
Yeah, and there's no doubt about it.
So it's a different – we're dealing with a different scale now. And so if Christian Walker hits 15 to 20 home runs and hits close to the 300 mark and drives in 80 runs, we're ecstatic about having a first baseman that does that. That's big numbers and productive. That's productivity.
Brian Graham, the Orioles Director of Player Development, is with us here. Down a little lower – Mike Yastrzemski, we've had him on recently. He gets called up from Delmarva to Frederick. His numbers with the Shorebirds, Brian, eye-popping when you factor in all the extra base hits, the 10 homers, the 14 doubles, the 10 triples. Another accomplished college player from last year's draft. What's the upside with Mike Yastrzemski?
He's a baseball player. He prepares well. He knows how to play the game. He gives you good at-bats. He runs the bases well. He has, I think, 11 assists in the South Atlantic League in the outfield, which is unbelievably impressive. He can play center. He can play right. He reminds me of Nate McLaughlin, but he throws left-handed. You know, he's just an impressive kid. The thing about Walker, Yastrzemski, Mancini, these guys are serious about their jobs. They are so focused, and their preparation each day is so good, and it's really a nice group of players.
And, Brian, looking at some of his teammates in Delmarva, of course, Hunter Harvey, you have to be very pleased with his first full pro season.
Outstanding. For a young kid to go to the South Atlantic League and pitch like that, you know, Dylan Bundy's different. Dylan Bundy had the fastball, and he overmatched people, and Dylan Bundy was so much more mature physically. Hunter Harvey is just a young kid who's learning to pitch, and his changeup's improved, his fastball command's improved, his curveball's getting better, and you know, this is a guy we need to be patient with and just, you know, keep him going the right direction. He's got great bloodlines and great makeup, and very, very pleased with Hunter Harvey and what he's done.
Alan Mills said he really knows how to approach hitters and to think an at-bat through. Would you agree with that when it comes to Hunter Harvey? It's not just about
absolutely.
Stuff?
You know, absolutely. And Alan Mills is one of the big reasons those kids down there are having so much success, the kids at the South Atlantic League. What a great job he's doing as a pitching coach. But, hey, you know, in line with that, Hunter Harvey comes from a father who was a good big league pitcher. And so what Hunter does is he reads swings, he understands situations, he knows what counts to throw what pitch, and then he has the ability to command the ball. And then you add plus stuff on top of that, and what you have is a really good pitcher.
Fascinating. And the guy's been throwing to Chance Sisko. He's just taken off, and I know you have to be cautious. We're talking again about a guy a year removed from high school, his first pro season. But this is a bat I think a lot of people, Gary Racich, the Orioles amateur scouting director, was very excited about. A catcher who can be a plus offensive player. I know you and Buck Showalter and Dan Duquette are going to be looking very closely at Chance's defense behind home plate. But right now, give us the whole package.
Well, defensively, he's doing a good job. He was a shortstop in high school. He's progressed very well this year defensively. He's receiving better, blocking better. His throwing's coming along. He has a mindset to be a catcher, but he's one of those guys. He's a left-handed hitter, and I call him a hit collector. He's one of those guys that gets a bat to the ball, and the ball finds a place out in the field, and it's line to line, stays inside the ball very well, understands the strike zone, makes contact. He's just, you know, he's a good baseball player, and he's going to be a development project, though. It's going to take time. He's going to be a level-to-level guy, and he's just going to have to keep progressing. But for an 18-year-old to do what he's doing, or a 19-year-old to do what he's doing in that league, that's very impressive.
Brian Graham, the Orioles Director of Player Development, with us here for another minute. And, Brian, tell us about integrating the new draft picks into the system and that process. I know you're in Sarasota right now at the Gulf Coast team for the Orioles, and also I know Aberdeen's gotten a lot of the younger players. But with Brian Gonzalez, seems very polished when I talk to him, and Connaughton, tell me about the process of figuring out where they go and a game plan for them moving forward.
Well, Dave Smith done a great job down there with the pitchers, and he puts them on a throwing program. Then they face live hitters, and then they face get into their first game action one inning at a time. Brian Gonzalez pitched yesterday. It was 90-93, went three up, three down in his first pro outing in the Gulf Coast League. You know, Connaughton threw the ball extremely well up in Aberdeen. And the process that we put these kids through, and I know I'm talking mostly about the pitchers, but the process is it's very detailed. Everything from a throwing program to a bullpen routine to the conditioning afterwards, to the pitch selection. I mean, there's such a process to get these kids ready to do it correctly. You can't just take them out, throw them in a game, and tell them good luck. It just doesn't work like that. And we also have a policy that you don't change kids. You let them show you exactly what they had to get to this point in their professional career. We drafted them, we signed them, and the scouts did a great job of getting good-looking kids. You let them show you what they have. You don't make adjustments with them. And then along the line, you figure out what the best plan is to get them to the next level.
Last question, Brian. We've talked about Caleb, you and I, in the past. And Caleb Joseph jumping right in the middle of things, throwing out more than 50% of would-be base stealers, hitting a few balls out of the ballpark, taking over the Orioles pitching staff from behind the plate. How much pride do you have in watching Caleb do this right now for Buck Showalter and the Orioles?
I'm very proud, and I'm happy for him, mostly happy for him. What a great kid, what great makeup, great mentality, great work ethic, great preparation. And Buck showed a lot of faith in a guy that was hitting 130 to keep him in the big league.
Yep.
Because the staff loved pitching to him. So I know Dave Wallace and Buck together made a great decision on that. And for an organization to keep a guy in Double-A the whole year, that was Brady Anderson's call. Brady Anderson told me, he said, Brian, keep him in Double-A all year and just let him get better instead of pushing him up to Triple-A and seeing what we have and challenging him and all that. Brady said, keep him there, let him play, and that's what happened. He played last year, he got better, and when he got the opportunity this year, he took advantage of it, and he's doing a great job, and I'm really, really happy for the kid.
Brian Graham, the Orioles Director of Player Development. Brian, thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and we'll catch up again soon.
All right, thank you.
That's Brian Graham. We'll come back with more next here on WBAL.